Good afternoon, everyone. This is Authors on the Air, and I'm your host, Pam Stack. I have a very, very special guest today, the publisher of Down and Out Books. I can't wait for you to meet Eric Campbell, so stay with me, and we'll be right back. Tuning in today to Authors on the Air. We're proud to be part of the Authors on the Air Global Radio Network. My guest today is publisher Eric Campbell from Down and Out Books. If you read noir crime fiction, chances are you've read a book published by Eric. He has an incredible amount of nominees for this year's Edgar and Anthony's. We're going to talk to him and find out how it is he chooses all these award-winning authors. It's my pleasure to welcome Eric Campbell to the show. Eric, welcome to Authors on the Air.
Hey, thanks a lot, Pam. Appreciate that. Thanks for having me today.
It's my pleasure to have you on. As you know, I'm a huge fan of your company and your authors. You just seem to pick and choose the very best who write crime fiction, particularly in the noir style. Has noir always been of interest to you?
Oh, it has. It has been a huge part of my life for the last, probably 30 years or so. I've always gravitated to it. I started reading mysteries when I was probably 12 or 13 years old and never really shied away from it.
Are you a writer yourself, Eric?
I've tried, but I have limited time to make that happen, and never really pursued that as a passion. My passion is actually connecting with the writers that have written wonderful books, many of which I've already published, and many more that I'm going to publish over the next 30 years. Look forward to working with them. So I would rather focus on the writers that are already out there and help bring their material to the market.
Lately, it seems like in the past few years, Down and Out Books is on the tip of noir crime fiction lovers' tongues. Everybody is talking about your company. I'm not sure how it is that you've chosen the authors that you have, but one thing I know is that all the covers that you create for your stories are very compelling. The artwork is vivid, it's bold, it's memorable. Do you handle the cover art, or do you rely on your authors to create their own? How does it work when you're a publisher?
Oh, I definitely work with the author, but I contract with several different cover designers, many of which have been in the industry for a long, long time. One guy in particular, JT Lindrews, I've known him for probably 15 years, and started out as friends, and when I started Down and Out Books, I immediately went to him, knowing that he's an expert in this field. He's done a great majority of the books, and then I also work with Eric Beatner. He's got a wonderful eye for crime fiction, as does James Tuck. These guys, they do a bang-up job.
Eric Beatner is like the man with all the talents under one hat. It's amazing, incredible how much his work output is and all the different things that he does. How did you start and why? What's the story behind you deciding to start Down and Out Books?
I had been an investor in Tyrus Books with Ben Leroy, and we ended up selling that to F&W Media. And I still had the itch. After we got done doing that transaction, I still had an itch and a desire to find those writers that were lost, were had been published by New York and just hadn't been, aren't around, didn't have an outlet. And so I started reaching out and thought I was just going to do reissues. Well, it soon became apparent that all these guys that I've been fans of to bring out their e-books, well, they had other books available, and nobody had ever read them. I started looking at them. I started taking a glance at them and reading through them, and I thought, wow, this is an opportunity. And then Gary Phillips pushed me to publish a book called Scoundrels, which was an anthology. It was original fiction, my first foray into that, and first trade paperback that I did. And so I've been rolling with the much fewer reissues on an annual basis, and primarily focused on bringing new books to the market.
Now, Gary's a real talented guy. He's got something coming out, or has something out. Is it Peep Show?
That's Krista, a comic book, yeah. They did with Krista, yeah. I just saw him in California. Was in California over this past week and spent the time with a bunch of guys, but Gary was one of them, and we're plotting our takeover of crime fiction world.
I love that. Good for you. You have a roster of very, very talented authors. Tom Pitts was on the show last night with David Corbett as guest host, and Tom, I think, is one of the authors who's going to rise to the very top. He just has an incredible sense of writing, timing, of character. His stories are so authentic. They're just really gritty and real. I think you are publishing American Static. You also published the reissue of Hustle for him, didn't you?
I did. Hustle is a book that is straight up noir, and it's the down and dirty stuff, and it's a tough one to read. But American Static is amazing. He did a wonderful job. Just such growth there, and really excited about that release. I think that I agree with you. I think that he is going to elevate over the upcoming years, and his star is certainly rising.
Yeah, he's
so glad to have him on the deck.
He's so interesting to talk to also. I really enjoyed listening to him speak. He just kind of has this really great command of the language and a way of expressing himself that is so much fun to listen to him. And he's grateful for, you know, for everything, which is really cool, because you don't want to have someone who's kind of cocky about it, to be honest with you. What have you got coming up from Down and Out Books? You have some great releases coming up. I actually posted a list of your authors. You have some of the top talent in the business. That's all there is too. What's happening, and who's going to be released soon?
I've got one, damn near one book a week for the balance of the year. Some weeks I have two, and then it's crazy. I can't even tell you how fast we're running. I'm going to do the reissue of Eric Buettner. Everybody knows that he got was nominated for Leadfoot, and unfortunately that publisher went away. So I was able to step in and scramble quickly and get both books, Rum Runners and Leadfoot, reissued. They'll be out here next week or so. On top of that, you mentioned Tom. We've also got John Ashley, who is he's written a follow-up to The Cost of Doing Business. It's called South of Cincinnati. It's a fantastic noir book. Jerry Kinley. So this guy used to write a book series called Nick Polo. And then it went away for about, I don't know, maybe 10 or 12 years. And Jerry has written a new one called Polo's Long Shot that is incredible. I think that this book could potentially win the PWA Best Original Paperback next year, because it'll be released here in the next couple of months. On top of that, I'm actually reissuing all of Anthony Nell Smith's catalog. It's all 11 books, including Triple X.
Oh, my God.
Which, you know, you might know that that one got kicked off of Amazon, but we're gonna see if we can't drum up some, make some noise with that one. I just can't even tell you. We've got a slew of great books coming out. Jack Getz is The Black Kachina. J.J. Hensley, Bolt Action Remedy. Oh, man, we've got a great short story collection coming from Grant Jerkins through ABC Documentation Imprint called A Scholar of Pain. What a great title for a book, huh?
Boy, you're not kidding. That is awesome. Wow. I like Jack Getz. I like his style of writing, and he's a nice guy, too. He's pretty funny. You also published Joe Abramo. Joe Abramo is very, very popular, and he's quite an erudite fellow. I like speaking to him. He writes like crazy too, doesn't he?
He does.
I'm happy that Jen Conley's Cannibals is with you, which is also nominated this year. Yay, Jen. Who else is on the nomination list with you for your titles?
So it's amazingly, I got 6 nominations. I don't know how in the world I accomplished that, but it is no small feat. We've got 3 nominations for Best Anthology in Cannibals by Jen. Blood on the Bayou, which was the VoucherCon Anthology of 2016, edited by Greg Heron. Unloaded, which is crime writers writing without guns. It's by Eric Beatner.
By Todd, and Todd Robinson.
It's loaded.
It is amazing. It is a great, great anthology.
Oh, that one's outstanding. I really hope that one. It's hard not to get behind one of your writers, one of the books, but I do think that is a standout collection. It's got a lot of great contributors and great short stories. On the novella side, we've got three nominations. We've got No Happy Endings by Angel Louis Cullen. We've got Crosswise by Steve Lobben. And then Beware the Shill, which is part 3 of John Shepard's Shill trilogy. And those guys, they're all 3. It's hard to figure out which one I want to get behind and push. And everybody's gonna like all 3 of them. They've got different fun, different levels of fun and craziness in all 3 of them.
They do, and I've read all 3 books, and I like all 3 of them. So I couldn't pick and choose. Angel and Steve have been guests on the show. I've yet to have your final nominee on, but you'll make arrangements for that. Will you be attending VoucherCon to see what happens?
Absolutely. And I can gladly say that they asked me to put out the anthology for this year's. And so the anthologies, it's really special to do those. I can't tell you how happy it makes me because these 100% of the profit. I don't make a penny off of these books, but the book is, all that money goes to the charity, to a library system for the town that we're in. So this year's Passport to Murder, it's all going to go to the Toronto library system. And, you know, to have last year's up for an award, and you might remember we won. Our Taylor had edited Murder Under the Oaks in 2015, and that won the award in 2016. And that one is still selling like hotcakes. It's a great collection. And all that money still goes back to the community. And that's, that gives me a warm sense of accomplishment in my heart.
Well, let's talk about 2018 when BCon comes to our back door. And wouldn't that be nice for you to publish that anthology too? Since you'll be an hour away and I'll be an hour away, just coming from different directions, right?
Yep. I'm got my fingers crossed. It'll be the 5th one. I think we could really drum up some great noise. You've got a local publisher that would be publishing it, giving right back to the community that he lives in, and that's just a That'd be a great feeling. So
that's,
my fingers are crossed.
That's a win-win-win. Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. So let me ask you, how well do anthologies do? Are they a big seller in the book world? I happen to like them because I like short story reading for crime fiction. I don't for other – generally, I do, because I'm such a fan of flash fiction. So and I thank Tom Hanks – Tom Pitts for that and Joe Clifford. Tom Hanks, listen to me. But I thank them because I think that they really turn me on to that style of writing, and I like it a lot. But do these books do well in bookstores, in sales?
You know, it's kind of hit and miss, admittedly.
Ah.
The books, the Boucher Count anthologies have done really well. I've had a couple anthologies, single writer anthologies, that haven't done as well as I had expected that they would. But the ones where you have collections and you have, you know, a couple, three big names in that collection, it's a great way. Yes, those sell well, but it's a great way to find other readers for the other authors. You know, those guys most likely have novels and or short story writers. And this is a great way for them to get themselves known and be included in a package that has, you know, some big name author on it. I tell you what, I've done the Sisters in Crime. Over 6 years, I've done three books for those ladies out in California, in Los Angeles. And that book has always done real well. Those authors all get behind it. They push it pretty strongly within their community, and those books have done real well. So, you know, it's a mixed bag when it comes to the anthologies. I like them. I like short stories. And at the end of the day, if I can bring them back out and collect them all in one spot, I mean, Jen Conley's book is just amazing. To have all those stories, those great caliber of stories in one spot is a great way to for her to get her name out and show that it's not one story. It's a consistent repeat performance that she does so well at.
So listeners who are writers may want to know, well, I write crime fiction and it's noir, so how do I submit my book to Down and Out for consideration? What is your process? I'm probably sure it's like most publishing houses, but it can't hurt. And tell me if you have a criteria that is important for submitting authors to observe.
So we do have a submissions process. Unfortunately, right now it's turned off. Down and Out is basically two and a half guys. Myself, a fellow named Lance Wright, and then I have Wiley Sajak do some publicity for me. I brought him there a little earlier, the last couple months, and he's doing a bang-up job. So Lance and I are the guys who end up looking over and trying to figure out what we want to publish out of all the submissions. It is closed right now. I wind up taking a lot of referrals. You know, this when I first started, I was scrambling around trying to find writers to publish. Thankfully, over the last 6 years, I've built a good, positive working relationship with guys, and they trust me, and then they send their friends my way. And the guys that they're sending are outstanding authors. And so the submissions process, in short, does work. That is the process to follow. I expect you to send in like the first 20 to 30 pages, ready to go, and then we'll read that. And if we like it, then we'll ask for the full manuscript and trying to make a decision.
Do you require
100
only? I'm sure you do.
I work directly with the authors. Yeah.
And that's important. You're probably one of the only houses who does. I consider you a mid-sized publisher now because you've got so many authors in your stable, but most publishing houses and specialty books do require edited submissions, and that can be difficult when you're a guy who keeps or gal who works a full-time job and writes in the off hours of that job. So I'm sure your authors are appreciative of that process. I want to take a second and let everyone know, if you want to talk to Eric and you want to say hello, or if you're one of the authors that he publishes, you want to say thanks, give us a call at 347-633-9609. I'm happy to go ahead and you know, let you choose a book from Down and Out, and I'll send it to your Kindle. So give us a call, 347-633-9609. I recommend American Static, by the way, or A Negro and Ofe, some of my favorites. So where do you anticipate Down and Out books will be by the end of the year?
By the end of this year, I think that I hope that you'll see that we've issued about 3 issues of our new magazine called Down and Out, the magazine. I saw a hole there that Todd Robinson, when he quit publishing Thug Lit, I saw an opportunity to kind of step in and carry that mantle. I think he published. I've got every issue of Thug Lit. I love the work that he did.
Oh yeah.
And I see that as an opportunity
also,
to
aren't you with
expand
Shotgun
the
Honey
brand.
Didn't you take on
Shotgun
Honey?
Honey, absolutely. I did. It is an imprint.
We got a couple callers.
So Ron still leads that. Rod.
Oh good.
Okay.
Oh good. Let's take some calls, okay? Area code 724, you're live with Eric Campbell. Who's this?
Hi, this is J.J. Hensley. How are you doing, Pam and Eric?
Hey,
J.J.,
how are you?
Hey, J.J., how's it going, man?
Hi, I just wanted to call in. I was listening to the show, and I was hearing Pam kind of rave about how Down and Out was doing things, and being as how I've got a couple books coming out through them, I wanted to kind of verify that and say, on the stuff that you do see behind the scenes, because we've been going through the edit process, been send that back with Eric, and we did the cover art, and I gave Eric all my ideas, and he rightfully ignored all of them, and and I,
JJ, you're a cop. You don't know what you're talking about when it comes to covers.
I'm a former cop, so I know even less. And
there you go. See,
I can just verify that it's been an extremely easy process compared to some items that I've done in the past and everything. So, sometimes people don't get to see what's going on behind the scenes, but I can confirm that I send Eric an email. He actually responds back and puts the right name on it and everything. And
how about that?
He gives a timeline and sticks with it. So the whole process has just been great. And I'm glad you have him on the show today.
Hey, JJ, when does Bold Action Remedy come out?
October. This October.
Do we have a date to talk?
Yes, you and I are on in November, I believe. I can't remember the day.
Okay.
We are in November.
Okay, remind me to get you on some of the other shows too, okay?
Yes, I think I'm on Noir on the radio as well, so
I'll
be around.
Okay, so you're with Greg. Good. Mm-hmm. All right, keep in touch. Hang on, just hold on a second. Let's see who else is calling. Hang on, JJ. Area code 860, you're live on the air. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kate Pilarczyk. I am an author with Down and Out Books, and I definitely affirm that everything J.J. Hensley said is correct. I don't know about his reputation as a former cop, but Eric is he's the guy behind the scenes. And
now,
is this
Kate Pilarczyk, the Noirvella author of the Nell Callahan?
This is the author of Nell Callahan, definitely. The Damp Fedora.
The Damp Fedora. Yeah.
Yes.
An excellent book with great cover art and a fantastic author. Welcome to Authors
Shout Out. Shout out to Jason Smith for that cover art, but it takes Eric to bring in the right match. That makes a big difference. He sees it, he gets a feel for the book, and even within just the genre of crime fiction, he has every subgenre knocked down. He knows the feel, and he'll argue you a point, and he'll give and take. It's made every author better, but I think the point that I found at Down and Out, and readers find, is if you find one Down and Out author, you want to try three more. Not one, not two. You just know. It's, you know, the old Good Housekeeping seal of approval? It's a Down and Out one. That's it. Over and out.
There you go. Well, what do you say to that, Eric Campbell? You have two of your authors on right now.
He didn't
JJ
pay us anything, did he?
JJ's new to Down and Out, as is Kate. How does it feel to hear your writers talking about Down and Out like this?
I'll tell you, it gives you a nice warm and fuzzy inside. This is, you know, I work hard to do it, to bring it all together and to get the affirmation from these guys. I'll give you Kate's being very kind. We went back and forth on a couple of points on the edit, and there was a lot of give and take there. And I think overall we made that book a lot better, and we made JJ's. There wasn't a lot of issues in JJ's, but we did have some points, but everything that makes sense during the edit process. And you know, I'd like to say one thing. I'm not a professional editor. My editing is from a reader's point of view, and things that that you know make sense that can happen or can't happen within a story. I'm a finance guy by day, so this is been a long learning experience, and I think I pride myself that the books we put out are good reads and much better as a result of going through the process that we have internal to Down and Out.
There you
books.
Go. Let's talk to another, take another caller. Area code, let's see, 620. You're live on the air. Who's this?
This is Terry. Pam, how you doing today?
Hi, Terry Lynn Koop, another author. Yeah. Say hi to Eric Campbell.
Hi, Eric. I just wanted to take a chance to meet you in person and congratulate you for just slaying it at the Anthony nominations this year.
Oh, thanks so much, Terry. I appreciate that. Good to meet you as well. We traded some emails or some Facebook posts back and forth, but good to meet you over the phone.
Absolutely.
Well,
and
in all honesty, don't go away, Terry. Just hold on a second. I have to just say, give a little disclaimer here. Down and Out Books is a sponsor of this podcast, along with Terry's new show that's coming up, the Blues Plate Special. He also sponsors Noir on the Radio and Skid Row Chatter with Tom Pitts. So we are proud to be sponsored by Down and Out Books, celebrating 6 years of award-winning crime fiction. And make sure you check out their website at www.downandoutbooks.com. Continue, Terry. Continue.
Again, just wanted to introduce and say I look forward to talking more with Eric both on the show and off, and with his authors too, as they keep putting out such fantastic books. It's a pleasure. I'm going to kick back now and listen to the rest of the show. Thank you.
Thanks, Terry. Bye. Kate, anything you want to say before we close out the show?
Eric, thank you.
Quite welcome.
I want to go back to the part where Kate. I want to go back to the part where Kate said that everything that JJ says is correct. I like that phrase. Let's use that one.
Because he doesn't hear it. Because his wife does not say it that often.
It's been recorded now. I'm going to play this for her later.
Oh, no.
It could be a blurb on the inside of your book.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll
blurb you, man. I'll blurb you.
There you go.
May I get the great Danny Gardner book?
We're going to get the Danny Gardner. Danny Gardner is going to be on several shows too. So we're going to make sure. I'll send you Danny Gardner's book, okay?
That's good. Thank you.
Yep. You're welcome. Thanks for calling in, Kate. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Pam, for this show.
Snap, cuz. Talk to you soon.
Yeah.
Bye.
JJ, I wish you the best. You and I'll talk in the fall when your book is out. Congratulations. And yes, you may play this podcast for your wife and say, someone thinks I'm right. How about that?
I think that I like Eric's idea. This sounds like a great blurb as well. So I may post this
everywhere. There you go. And by the way, just for those of you listening, JJ is not a debut author. He has you can go to Amazon and check him out or go to his Facebook page for his other books. He was a very fine writer and has an interesting story about how he came to writing. And we're going to talk about that. JJ, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Talk to you both later.
All right.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Eric, what do you want people to know and what can they expect in the future?
In short, just I'd like for them to know that what you see is what you get, and we like to put out strong, well-written books. Hope they like them. If you don't like it, try another, because you'll find one that you do like within the Crime Noir catalog that we've published. I don't do cozies. You won't find a cozy in there. So if you're looking for that, don't try.
Gritty, hardcore,
everything tends
real
to be a little
fiction.
Gritty. Yep.
Yeah. It's about as real as it gets. So it is not for everyone, but those of us who love crime fiction and particularly noir, it is definitely the place to look for books. Eric Campbell, publisher of Down and Out Books, my new sponsor for my show. Thank you so much for being with me today. I hope you'll come back again, maybe after BoucherCon, and tell us about all the awards that your authors have won.
Can do. That sounds like a lot of fun. Thanks so much
Thanks
for having
so much,
me.
Thanks so much, Eric. Been a pleasure talking to you, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you. And that's
Thank
our
you.
Show
Bye-bye.
For today. I will be on tonight with Tim Hallinan. I hope that you join me later on. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you, Mom and Dad. Goodbye.